Tell me, what is more likely here? That a message from aliens results in a magical machine that whisks you away to the center of the galaxy to go windsurfing with dear old dad, and then a split second later returns you home without a single shred of proof. Or that your experience is the result of being the unwitting star in the farewell performance of one S.R. Haddon, a man with the means, the motive, and the opportunity to play you, and indeed the rest of us, as pawns in the biggest, the most elaborate, the most expensive hoax of all time.
Dr. Irwin, you come to us with no evidence, no record, no artifacts, only a story that, to put it mildly, strains credibility. Over $500 billion was spent. Dozens of lives were lost. Are you really going to sit there and tell us we should just take this all on faith?
Please answer the question, Doctor.
Is it possible that it didn't happen? Yes. As a scientist, I must concede that. I must volunteer that.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You admit that you have absolutely no physical evidence to back up your story.
Yes.
You admit that you very well may have hallucinated this whole thing.
Yes.
You admit that if you were in our position, you would respond with exactly the same degree of incredulity and skepticism.
Yes.
Then why don't you simply withdraw your testimony and concede that this journey to the center of the galaxy, in fact, never took place?
Because I can't. I had an experience. I can't prove it. I can't even explain it. But everything that I know as a human being, everything that I am, tells me that it was real. I was given something wonderful, something that changed me forever. A vision of the universe that tells us undeniably how tiny and insignificant and how rare and precious we all are. A vision that tells us that we belong to something that is greater than ourselves, that we are not, that none of us are alone. I wish I could share that. I wish that everyone, if even for one moment, could feel that awe and humility and hope. But that continues to be my wish.
How many of us have felt the frustration before that she expressed there? The frustration of wanting to share the awe and the humility and the hope of our faith walk. The hope that we've been gifted with, and yet people won't listen. We as individuals have to do more than only understand the possibilities intellectually. What did she say? I have experienced a vision of the universe that tells us undeniably how tiny and insignificant and how rare and precious we are. Isn't that a great word? We belong to something that is greater than ourselves. None of us are alone. And at the beginning of the movie, what was she saying? I wish, she said, I wish everyone could experience the awe and the humility and the hope. Isn't that our hope for everyone? We have to know God personally and have a relationship with God through accepting His Son, Jesus Christ. There are many different ways that God can be experienced. God can be experienced through this community, through this worship service, through nature, through reading Scripture, by praying. But we must decide to take the step of intellectual understanding that we've been speaking of this morning and move God to a personal knowing from our head to our heart, and then we use our hands to express our faith. And when you have that relationship with God through Jesus Christ, that will change your life. That will make you see the world differently. Your eyes will be opened and you will see the world as the absolute miracle that it is, because you will know where this beauty comes from. You see, Scripture tells us, in the beginning God created, and now the heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Amen? So who's your travel agent, folks? Who is it that you allow to guide and direct your life? Is your travel agent another human being, parents, family, friends, an idol? Is your travel agent human reason or science? Or is your travel agent God, the creator of all that is and the one who knows you personally and loves you even when you were being knit together in your mother's womb, as Psalm 139 says? Amen. Next week, we're going to talk about God's big, hairy, audacious goals. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this day and this worship service, this opportunity to lift our lives to you, God. We thank you for your word today. We thank you that you are the creator of all that is and ever will be, even us, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you please turn with me to Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, number 127 in your hymnals, as we sing the first verse together.